Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise is a longtime member of our brand. In fact, a founding member. We've already had her 17th anniversary of joining us, and she is the founder and a marketing mentor, nationally recognized expert in helping small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace, the author of several books, including The Art of Self-Promotion and Stop Pushing Me Around, which is one she wrote for introverts. And she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. A pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. So networking, you know, at least when I started my show back in 97, I started talking about three things that small business owners were going to have to get better at. And that one of them was you know, using technology. This was in 97, using technology, building strategic alliances, and networking. This was long before networking was a buzzword. And it's continued to be, of all the things I've ever said, those things have come to pass more than anything else. And today, we're slicing and dicing networking a thousand different ways, aren't we?
Yeah.
How you think about it, how you do it, how you execute it, et cetera, right?
Yes, but also, even just, it's interesting, those three points that you made, because I really don't think you can build strategic alliances without networking.
Exactly. I agree.
Right.
The networking helps you get those. I probably didn't say them in order, because you're right. You know, you network and then you build strategic alliances. You're exactly right about that.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed that because I'm finding that I'm going into, I think, my 28th year in business.
Right out of elementary school.
That's right. And so, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years, and I've worked at cultivating those relationships, and they're paying off. I mean, as long as you keep helping other people and reaching out to other people and staying in touch and letting them know what you're doing, and you can get help when you need it. And that's what a strategic alliance could be about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. No question about it. So when you think of networking, because that's, as you alluded, and I agree with you, that's kind of the egg. It came first, and the chicken was the strategic alliance. When you think of networking, do you think of it in as a multifaceted activity, or do you think of it as just one kind of thing?
No, it's definitely multifaceted. But I would say the common denominator is that it has to do with reaching out to people, and usually people who are strangers to start, and it has to do with contact, and it requires effort. And I say it this way because I find there are two categories of marketing tools. One is your marketing materials and the things you want to perfect before you go out into the market, before you start connecting with people, and then there is the action of connecting with people, mm-hmm. and networking is one of the ways you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that people spend a disproportionate amount of time on the perfecting of the marketing materials, and I suspect it's because they're not as interested in or eager to reach out to and connect with people.
Mm-hmm. So they're hiding behind the collateral material, aren't they?
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I've seen that, and yeah, all the great marketing material, you know, doesn't help if it doesn't turn into a worker bee.
Exactly, and often a lot of the people, the creative professionals I work with, tend to be perfectionists, and so the materials are never finished. That's the problem.
They let perfect be the enemy of the good, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah. We all, you know, all of us, most of us have that problem. We want it to be perfect, but that's the reason why I like to default to the concept of excellence. It'll never be perfect, but it can be excellent. And when it gets to be excellent, then I cut it loose and let it go.
And also, I think, especially with technology, most things are never finished anyway. You always get another opportunity to do it again or to find
right.
another way or to iterate. So it doesn't make sense to even say it's done.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's part of the problem we have today, right? We never feel like anything's finished. It's always an open circuit somewhere, right?
Right. But if you can get comfortable with that, then you just keep moving and mm-hmm. keep trying new things.
So, networking is part. When you think of networking, do you think of collateral material, or other than a business card, or do you think of it as just, you know, face to face?
I think of it as reaching out to people, and it can be done face to face, and it's often most effective when it's face to face. But it can also be done through LinkedIn.
Yeah,
that's a perfect opportunity to do networking, a good way to connect with people to begin with.
Before LinkedIn, we did email, didn't we? Hey, Elise, would you introduce me to Bill?
That's right. And email is another way. In fact, I sometimes think email is better than LinkedIn at a certain point in the process. You can connect or reconnect with people on LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
see what they're up to, find a way, a connection that you can reference. We went to the same school, we worked at the same place, we're both in the same group, etc. And then take it off of LinkedIn, because I find to have a back and forth, it's very cumbersome,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a barrier.
Right.
So you want to get past that.
Well, and it's also not where everything else is.
How do you mean?
Well, your emails, all the other stuff that's coming in is right there where your email is, too. Right? I mean, all the other email, you know, the one you sent me and the one Bill sent me are both there. Whereas I've got it on LinkedIn, any long conversation, you know, or longer relationship, I've got to go to two places. At least I need your website, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
When we come back, can we talk about networking with a purpose?
Yes.
Let's do that. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, marketing-mentor.com. She and I will be right back.
First thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.